The Struggle for Diversity in Martinsville on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented by the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information about public radio and public television in Indiana is available at ipbs.org. The brutal murder of a young African-American woman during the Civil Rights era has long fueled one small Indiana town's reputation as racist. Carol Marie Jenkins of Rushville had been selling encyclopedias door-to-door in Martinsville when she was found stabbed to death on September 16, 1968. The unsolved crime was generally attributed to local racist sentiment. A Klan rally had thronged Martinsville's Courthouse Square just the previous summer. In 2002, Kenneth Richmond was arrested for Jenkins' murder on the basis of allegations made by his daughter, who claimed to have witnessed the crime as a child. Although Richmond was never tried, his arrest provided the city an opportunity to start restoring its image. It was by chance that the Hendricks County man should murder the Rush County woman in Martinsville, it was argued, not an indication of the city's trenchant racism. The arrest of the out-of-towner also weakened the theory that city officials had been protecting a native son. Despite the arrest, Martinsville is still perceived by some as a racist town. The city's black population rose from 1 in 1990 to 9 in 2002. In response to recent incidents of hate speech, a consortium of residents and area businesses has publicly stated their commitment to diversity, and the Chamber of Commerce has undertaken an initiative to create a welcoming culture for all residents. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.